Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Power of Purpose in Business with Nathan Mitchell and Jim Witt on Blog Talk Radio. If you have ever wondered about the transformational power of purpose and its impact on business and life, then you have tuned in to the right show. Each week, Nathan and Jim will join guests from a variety of backgrounds. You will hear from career professionals, business owners, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and other experts, all of whom will join Jim and Nathan to discuss the transformational power of purpose. And now, here's your hosts, Nathan Mitchell and Jim Witt.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to the Power of Purpose in Business, Transforming Lives, Leaders, and Organizations. I am your co-host, Nathan R. Mitchell, and I'm excited that you have decided to join us this evening. It's going to be a great, great show. Unfortunately, my co-host, Jim Witt of Purpose Unlimited, he's unable to join us this evening, so I'll be flying solo, so to speak, with the exception of my great guest, Mr. Brian Wright, who I will be introducing to you momentarily. But before I do that, I want to encourage you to tune in each week to the Power of Purpose in Business on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, Jim and I bring career professionals, business owners, and entrepreneurs on the air to discuss how they use the transformational power of purpose in their business, not only to make the world of business a better place, but to also serve and improve the lives of others. And now I want to get to introducing this evening's guest, and that's Mr. Brian Wright. Brian is the founder of Brian Wright International, whose mission is to really motivate and inspire others to discover their unique talents and follow their dreams in life. With extensive experience teaching and training in academic and corporate environments, he really understands that many people live far beneath their potential, primarily because they don't really believe that they deserve success. Brian grew up in Iowa. He graduated from Iowa State University with a degree in communication studies. He also holds a master's degree in adult education from the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. Brian discovered his passion for speaking and influencing audiences by not only speaking competitively in high school and in college, but also by being very actively involved on campus while he was in school. Brian is also the host of the fantastic internet radio talk show Success Profiles Radio on the Rockstar Radio Network. I want to encourage you to tune in. Success Profiles Radio can be heard at www.successprofilesradio.com every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Brian, thank you so much for joining us here this evening. I want to welcome you to the show. How has your Sunday been so far, my friend?
My Sunday has been very, very good. It was nice and relaxing, and watched some football, watched a little golf, and my Vikings and Cardinals both won, so I cannot complain.
Yeah, that Cardinals game was absolutely fantastic at the end.
Oh, yeah.
What a comeback. So outside of that, were there any other games that really kind of took you by surprise this weekend?
Oh, gosh. You know, I think the Rams beating the Seahawks was a little bit of a surprise. They're an improving team. Seattle is also a much better team than they have been in a while, but for the Rams to win at home like that was a pretty good win for them, and the Cardinals go play them on Thursday, so that's a pretty quick turnaround for them.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, I'm very excited to have you on the show, and I've prepared a few questions to ask you this evening. I really, each week here on the Power of Purpose in Business, we're going to lead off by just asking each guest, how have you personally experienced the power of purpose in your life?
That's a really great question. I think having a purpose is really very important. A lot of people don't seem to have a sense of purpose, and they tend to drift through life, and there's really no fun at all in that. I mean, because really, if you think about the ocean and the wave, they just carry you wherever they want, and people who don't have a purpose tend to be drifting wherever life takes them. It may feel like a lot of fun, but at the end of the journey, you really haven't gotten anywhere, because if you don't aim at something, you are not going to hit it. I do believe that all of us were put here to be a positive force for other people in their lives, and I've done that in a variety of ways. You mentioned my radio show, Success Profiles Radio, which I started in January. I've had 37 shows now. The show
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun, and I've gotten to meet a lot of really amazing people, and it's almost like being coached every single week by really phenomenal people because I get to ask them what they want, and my listeners get to listen in basically on what I consider to be almost a private coaching session, which that's how I view it, and it's a really cool way to think about it. The show is ranked on iTunes in the What's Hot on iTunes Top 120 list in the careers category and has been. Yeah, thank you so much. It's been there since the middle of April, so that's about 4.5 months. And so I've built my audience, and I'm very happy with how it's going. Something else that I've done with that, you've referenced my teaching and my speaking. I taught public speaking and English composition at a business college in Lincoln called Lincoln School of Commerce. I think it's a Kaplan school now. It's changed hands a couple of different times. But I'm a writer, and so I wrote a book for young people, for students, and it's called Student Leadership Strategies, 21 Easy Ways to Become a Center of Influence in Your Group. And so I talk about leadership and success and just 21 really, really easy things that people can do to be a greater influence, a sphere of influence in their group or in their lives or with other people. And I really think that leadership is something that this country really, really needs. A lot of the news that we see around leadership tends to be very, very negative, especially as the election is approaching. I almost hate election time because of all the negative campaign and the negative rhetoric surrounding it, but it is a great opportunity for this country to have conversation about what should be and what should not be. So that's good. But definitely, once you have a specific purpose in mind, it serves as your roadmap, or at least the basis for a roadmap, to do what you want to do within the skill set that you've been given in your life.
Well, Brian, that's very interesting. And you had mentioned talking about the election, and when you really think about the economy and the upcoming election, there's still a lot of uncertainty. And I was actually looking through some content on your website recently at briankwright.com, and something that you had written really, it spoke to me. And like you, I see a lot of unhappiness for people, not only in their careers but in their life in general. Yet, for some reason, there's always people who, for one reason or another, have been very successful in carving out their own niche in life, so to speak, and they're very happy as a result. In your opinion, what's the secret to finding that?
That is a really great question. I don't know if there is one specific secret, but I will tell you a great starting place is realizing, Nathan, that you don't need someone else's permission to succeed. We live in a very permission-based society, if you think about it. We grew up as kids under mom and dad's roof, and we had to ask permission to do things. And then we go off to school, and we're sitting in a classroom with a teacher at the front, and we have to ask permission to do things. And then we graduate, and then we go off to a job, many of us do, and we have a boss or a manager or the owner of the company, and we have to ask permission for what we do. So basically, we're programmed to follow other people's orders our entire life. The people who are genuinely happy, in my personal opinion, are those who realize I don't have to have anyone's permission to be happy. I don't have to have anyone's permission to succeed. Your life is your own. You are responsible for the choices that you make. You get to reap the benefits of the results that you get, or potentially the consequences of the choices that you make. So if you're not happy, ask yourself a really important question. What is it that you wish you could do in life that you have not done yet? And I'm going to say that again because I think it's a really interesting question. What is it that you wish you could do in life that you haven't done yet? Then ask yourself, why haven't you done it yet? So really, what's your favorite excuse? Am I big? Am I too small? Am I too old? Am I too young? Am I too fat? Am I too thin? Am I too rich? Am I too poor? And what's your favorite excuse? What is holding you back? And once you identify it, then that is your starting place. But you don't need anyone else's permission to do what you were meant to do with your life.
Well, you had talked a lot about this whole permission concept. Brian, is it almost kind of the idea, do we have to give ourselves permission to succeed, and why?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, because I think the core issue there is when we don't give ourselves permission to succeed, there's something that I would like to call the worthiness factor. We tend perhaps not to feel worthy of what we want or of the dreams that we have. And as a result, we don't really give ourselves permission to break out of the shell.
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree with you. And right at that, Brian, that's a great stopping point before we get to our next question. So I'm going to break right here for a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Jim Witt, founder of Purpose Unlimited, is an unapologetic people provoker. Jim's career was birthed from the discovery of his purpose in life in 1988. For more than 20 years, Jim has provoked people and organizations to reach their full potential as a speaker, consultant, and author. He is the author of Writing for the Brand, The Power of Purposeful Leadership, and The Transformational Power of Purpose. All of this provides Jim with a unique perspective into human behavior, which he has applied to develop his unconventional approach to transforming lives, leaders, and organizations. Connect with Jim today at www.purposeunlimited.com. It's time for The Power of Purpose in Business with Nathan Mitchell and Jim Witt on Blog Talk Radio. If you have ever wondered about the transformational power of purpose and its impact on business and life, then you have tuned in to the right show. Each week, Nathan and Jim will join guests from a variety of backgrounds. You will hear from career professionals, business owners, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and other experts, all of whom will join Jim and Nathan to discuss the transformational power of purpose. And now, here's your hosts, Nathan Mitchell and Jim Witt.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Again, this is Nathan Mitchell, and tonight I have Brian K. Wright, the founder of Brian Wright International. He is also the host of the internet talk radio show Success Profiles Radio on Rockstar Radio Network. And Success Profiles Radio can be heard at www.successprofilesradio.com on Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And with that, Brian, I want to get right back into the questions because it actually relates to something. This past week, I was listening to a recent episode you did on Success Profiles Radio, and you had mentioned that you had recently seen the excellent Mr. Les Brown at a recent conference that you were at. And you mentioned that he had made this statement that if your dream is different from the story you tell yourself, you will always manifest your story. And when I heard you speak that on the air, it really spoke to me. It reminded me of something. I've always been a big fan of Tony Robbins, and I remember him saying that the only reason why we don't have what we want is all the reasons why we keep telling ourselves why we don't have it. And just before the commercial break, we were talking about this whole idea of giving ourselves permission to succeed. And that kind of goes into my next question. You know, how much of an impact does self-limiting beliefs really have on our ability to not only live a life of purpose, but also to find greatness?
Okay, well, that's a really good question. I think a lot of self-limiting beliefs have to do with feeling unworthy or undeserving, like we were talking about before the break. And when we don't believe in our gifts, we tend not to act on them. And if we stop ourselves or let other people stop us, then we're fully subscribing to that negative belief, and we all go through this at some point. I had a guest last week on my show. Her name is Allie Arnold, who was featured as a life coach on a couple of VH1 shows and is also the sports psychologist for the U.S. Women's Olympic gymnastics team. And she said, you just have to tell yourself that those negative beliefs that you have about yourself are just not true. Those negative beliefs that you have about yourself are simply not true.
That's absolutely right. So what happens when you have somebody who keeps having this kind of vicious cycle of negativity, and that's really hard for them to overcome? Specifically, what are 2 to 3 things that you recommend to our listeners this evening to help them overcome that negativity and those self-limiting beliefs?
Well, one thing I would probably recommend is here's a thought. The mind cannot entertain more than one thought at a time. We have lots of thoughts, but we don't have all of them simultaneously. We go from one to one to one to one to one lightning quick. So in order to not have negative thoughts, we have to replace those with positive thoughts. So find positive things about yourself that you know are true. And if you're having problems with that, think about this. What do people tend to compliment you on? Where have you succeeded in the past? By focusing on what is good, on what is noble, and what is true, those are things that empower us and help us live on our purpose. And sometimes, really, Nathan, we just need to get out of our own way.
That's a good point. A lot of people stand in their own way quite a bit. It's almost like they are their own worst enemy. And it's kind of this whole philosophy that, well, I don't think I deserve to have it, or just like Les said, we make up this story in our head as to this future outcome out there that we see as being negative for one reason or another. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
So, Brian, we talked earlier about the number of unhappy persons in, the workplace and in life. And I was recently reading an article, and Gallup did a study at the end of 2011. And basically, the majority of people will have 14 to 16 different jobs over the course of their career. So, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who are simply unfulfilled and unhappy. And I started thinking to myself, you know, are there that many bad jobs out there in the marketplace, or is there some deeper underlying issue at work? And so what do you say to that person who's maybe stuck in a career that they think is unfulfilling, or they're just simply unhappy in a relationship or in their life, but you know, they're trying to communicate all this positive energy to themselves, but for one reason or another, they still feel stuck. And perhaps they don't know where to turn or who to turn to. What do you say to somebody like that?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I mean, if you're asking yourself, is it the economy or is it me? Well, there's very little that you or I or anyone can do about a job or multitude of jobs that we've had that we think are unfulfilling. However, we can work on ourselves. So in addition to finding out, like I mentioned before, what our skills and talents are, and in addition to remembering how people have responded to us positively in the past, I would recommend something as simple as giving yourself something to look forward to. That could mean getting together with someone who has a positive influence on your life and asking them some of these same questions. That person knows you a lot better than I do or you do, so they can help you identify that which you are good at. That person can help you find the resources you need to pursue your dream. Those resources could be time, money, or even connections, you know, people connecting people with one another. Those are all assets that each of us have in varying degrees. And so if you identify what you have going for you, the assets that you have in terms of time, money, or connections, i.e. people you know, that is a great place to start if you're going to establish any kind of a goal or any kind of a direction for your life.
So what I'm kind of hearing from you is maybe seek out a mentor and a coach. Brian, have you specifically had someone in your life that's really served as a mentor to you? And specifically, how did that person really help you take your life to the next level?
Wow. I've had a lot of people in my life that I would consider to be a mentor. And really, that all comes in the form of having someone who says, I believe in you and I believe in what you're doing. I'll tell you what, when I was younger, I was halfway through graduate school. I decided to leave school for a year because I just went right from my undergrad to graduate school and I got burned out. So I decided I want to experience life outside of school. And so
sure.
I sojourned for a while. And my manager told me.
That's a tough industry.
I'm sorry?
That's a tough industry, by the way.
It is a very tough industry, especially when you're working with senior citizens and you're 23 years old. There's a credibility factor that was probably missing a little bit for me, but I went ahead anyway. And my manager heard my very first presentation during training, and he said it was the best he had ever heard. And I wasn't sure if it was really true or if it was just what I would like to call management speak, just to hype me up. But he kept saying stuff like that. I think you could be rookie of the year in this company. And he did everything he could to build me up and to help me feel positive about what I had going for me. So that was really awesome. There have been teachers who have been like that for me as well, teachers who took a special interest in me because they saw something inside of me that they knew they could pull out and make even better than it was. So there are a lot of places that you can find a mentor or a coach.
Well, Brian, I really like what I'm hearing from you here this evening. And with that, we're going to go to our second commercial break. And when we get back, I will have a few more questions for you. And
okay.
We'll talk to you real soon.
All right.
Would you like more results in your business? Would you like to find more purpose, meaning, and fulfillment in your career and life? If so, Nathan Mitchell, founder of Clutch Consulting, can help. He is a leading business and leadership expert and holds a master's degree in business administration and a certification in professional coaching. Nathan is committed to his purpose of growing businesses and empowering people by helping business owners have better bottom lines and executives lead more rewarding and fulfilling lives. Connect with Nathan today at www.clutchconsulting.net or call 918-851-7246. It's time for the Power of Purpose in Business with Nathan Mitchell and Jim Witt on Blog Talk Radio. If you have ever wondered about the transformational power of purpose and its impact on business and life, then you have tuned in to the right show. Each week, Nathan and Jim will join guests from a variety of backgrounds. You will hear from career professionals, business owners, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and other experts, all of whom will join Jim and Nathan to discuss the transformational power of purpose. And now, here's your hosts, Nathan Mitchell and Jim Witt.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is your host, Nathan Mitchell. And again, I have Brian K. Wright, the founder of Brian Wright International, with me this evening. He is also the host of the Internet Talk radio show, Success Profiles Radio, on the Rockstar Radio Network. And I want to encourage everybody listening in this evening to listen to that show tomorrow night on www.successprofilesradio.com. You will be able to hear that show at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Brian, welcome back to the show. I want to get into our next question. You know, I've done a lot of, been on your website, I've listened to several of your shows, and, you know, from everything I've heard from you, both in your online content as well as from you this evening and everything I've read about you online, you really seem to be someone who is very committed to self-improvement and personal development.
Yeah.
What's your favorite book on personal development and success?
You know, there are so many to choose from. There are a couple. One, I'm just going to briefly mention Jack Canfield, The Success Principles, How to Get from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be. When that book came out in 2005, that was my book of the year. That's the only book I read that entire year, and I read it 2.5 times. But the book that I'm reading right now, which if anyone is on their journey through self-improvement, this is probably the place where it really starts. And it's a book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Have you read that book?
I have. Is this your first time reading the book?
It is my first time through it. I can't believe I waited so long to get around to it. But everyone has said, any time I've gone to a seminar or I've heard people speak, a lot of people mention this book. And I knew what the book was about, but I finally decided I'm just going to read this. And it's phenomenal. For those of you who have not heard of this book, Napoleon Hill was commissioned by Andrew Carnegie to explore the secrets of success by interviewing over 500 of the wealthiest people in the world at that time. It was a 20-year project, but Hill finally was able to publish his work in 1937 during the heart of the Great Depression. And one of my favorite stories from this book involved Henry Ford. He wanted to produce the V8 engine, and he wanted his engineers to produce a design that would place all 8 cylinders on one block. His engineer said, "It cannot be done, it is impossible," but Ford said, "I want you to do it anyway." And so this is all that this team of engineers were allowed to work on. At the end of 6 months, they again told Ford that this is impossible, it cannot be done. He said, "Well, just keep going. I must have it. I want it." At the end of 12 months, they told him the same thing. And again, he said, "I want it. I must have it. Keep going." Well, shortly after that, his team of engineers finally had their breakthrough. So what that tells me is that Henry Ford was determined to have his result no matter what it took. And many of us have a goal and work hard at it, but then sometimes we give up. And I'll tell you what, Nathan, many times the work that we have done brings us to the very edge, the very brink of success, and we don't even recognize it, and then we give up. And as a result, someone else reaps the benefit of all the hard work that we did. So the lesson here is we shouldn't give up. We have to have a no-matter-what attitude. The rewards are really fantastic for those who simply choose not to give up too soon.
And to steal a phrase from that book, it's that whole idea that the majority of people stop 3 feet short of gold.
Yes.
And I love that quote. Brian, what is one other tip that you can take from that book that you'd be happy to share with our listeners here this evening?
Well, something else that I read, and it was pretty early on in the book as well, is the idea that you aren't going to experience something until you are really, truly ready to receive it. It's almost like the Chinese proverb, when the student is ready, the teacher will come. I mean, you can want something and desire something and try and work hard at something, but if you are not at a place in your life where you are really, really prepared to receive it, it won't happen. And so sometimes we wonder, why is this taking so long? Well, sometimes we need to meet certain people in order for that to happen. sometimes certain people need to be out of our lives before that thing happens. Sometimes we need to learn something new before that thing happens. Or sometimes a certain situation has to come to us first in order for us to see, okay, this is what I'm supposed to get out of it, and therefore, boom. So that's what I'd say.
It's almost like there's this kind of idea of serendipity involved. Would you say that that's the case?
Yeah, I think definitely that's a part of the equation for sure. It's a wonderful book. If you all have not read Think and Grow Rich, it's not very expensive. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it in Barnes & Noble, any bookstore, and it's really a fantastic read. There has been a more modern, updated version of that, but get the original version. I mean, nothing speaks like the original.
Well, Brian, I have one more question for you this evening. I just want to give you an opportunity to share a little bit about your own show, Success Profiles Radio. I know you have a show tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Who's going to be your guest on air this week? And specifically, you know, what can listeners expect to receive on this week's show?
I'd be glad to answer that. My guest, his name is Forrest Fisher, and he is a 7-time national champion gold medal winner in water skiing, believe it or not. Who knew that water skiing was an internationally competitive sport? But it is. He's a 7-time national champion. He has also competed on the world stage and won medals at world championship competitions, too. We will talk about what it's like for him to compete as an elite athlete, some of the adversity that he's gone through, including two really devastating injuries. In fact, he had to rebuild himself after his second injury here not too long ago, and he won his 7th national championship this summer, after having rehabbed from his most recent injury. And so he's going to talk about overcoming adversity. He's also going to talk about his own radio show, which is called The Gold Medal Show, and that's also on the Rockstar Radio Network. He interviews people who are in the sports field who have been winners and people who have elite mindsets, and he explores that whole championship mindset with people on the show. In fact, his guest last week was gold medalist Peter Vidmar, who was the first American male gymnast to have a perfect 10 at an Olympic Games. And it was a great interview. I listened to it. And we're also going to talk about health and nutrition. What can we do if we need to lose weight? What can we do if we want to bulk up? What kinds of things should we eat? Should we not eat? It's going to be a really amazing show. It's an hour-long show. It goes really, really fast.
Well, Brian, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It's really been a pleasure talking with you this evening. You've shared some really great content with our listeners. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in this evening. I'd also like to encourage you to make sure that you listen to Brian Wright on the Rockstar Radio Network. You can learn more about his show by visiting his site again at www.successprofilesradio.com. Brian, do you have any parting comments?
I would just say know what you want and go for it and don't let anything stop you, because people who want to stop you are probably afraid of their own insecurities.
Thank you so much, Brian. You have a great evening. God bless you. I really enjoyed having you on the show.
It was a pleasure, Nathan. Thank you so very much. It was awesome to be here.
Take care. You have a great night.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.